Over the weekend in Houston, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., and Baltimore, dozens of airline passengers of Middle Eastern appearance were questioned by the FBI. All were let go. In Houston, the passengers were staff members of the Saudi embassy who were to meet Crown Prince Abdullah. At Dulles Airport, outside Washington, a group of Pakistani musicians who had just played an event at the embassy of Pakistan and were trying to go to Los Angeles were kicked off three separate flights over 2 days. The group was then divided and took off on two separate flights today. Greg Schneider is a staff writer for The Washington Post, and he covers aviation security. First, Greg, tell us about these musicians. Apparently, they made three plane loads of people and their crew nervous enough to get kicked off the plane?
Well, something like that. They were on a flight that was getting ready to leave Dulles for California, and crew members and passengers reported that they felt that the people looked nervous, that people appeared sweaty, they were looking at the cockpit, and their behavior raised suspicion. So the flight was delayed because of bad weather, pulled back to the gate. The crew members relayed this information to people on the ground who contacted the FBI and the Transportation Security Administration, and the FBI said they wanted to talk to these people. So they pulled them aside, and meanwhile, the flight crew from that plane decided that they were traumatized by this event and didn't want to continue flying. So they had to be replaced. Replacement crew was found. The weather cleared up enough for the plane to leave, and the musicians were still waiting for the FBI to interview them. So they had to miss that next flight. So the FBI finally came, interviewed all the 11 musicians and cleared them and determined that there was nothing suspicious about them, and they were booked onto another flight. And once again, the flight crew and the passengers reported the same kind of behavior that struck them as suspicious, sweatiness and looking at the cockpit, and something didn't strike them right. So they complained again, and a captain has final say over his plane. If he doesn't want someone on board, they come off. And so they were pulled off yet again, even though they had already been interviewed and cleared.
So where does it stand now with these musicians?
Well, they were divided into two groups and rebooked on two separate flights out today. It was thought that, I suppose, if they were in smaller groups, maybe they'd seem less threatening to people.
Now, this was only one of many incidents that were happening over the weekend. Was there a heightened sense of nervousness over the weekend?
Well, there were these mainly three incidents. The one at Dulles, which, of course, happened over and over. Then the one in Houston, where the four Saudi gentlemen were had no luggage, and so they were hadn't gotten on the plane yet when they were pulled aside. And then the flight from Philadelphia to Orlando actually had taken off and had been flying for maybe half an hour or so when passengers and crew members complained to the pilot, and he turned around and went back to Philadelphia and landed, and that's when they pulled those passengers off and questioned them and cleared them. Back in Washington, as we understand it, people at the Transportation Security Administration and in consultation with the FBI decided that no one of these incidents on its own seemed all that alarming, but three coming so close together at the same time on flights originating in different parts of the country seemed like something maybe they should be concerned about. So they took it a little more seriously than they might have otherwise.
Is it possible to err too far on the side of caution, do you think?
I think a lot of people would say that in light of what happened on September 11th, there's still enough concern that could happen again. You know, we periodically get notice of warnings of non-specific threats against this country, that it's still good to have this climate of concern. That's what the security experts say. Some of the people who are personally affected by that certainly have a right to question that. But that's the environment we're in right now.
Greg Schneider, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Greg Schneider is a staff writer who covers aviation security for The Washington Post.